From downtown London, it's The Pulse with Devin Peacock. Now, here's Devin Peacock.
It's not Devin Peacock at all. It's me, Craig Needles. I'm in for Devin today, just because there isn't a whole lot of other folks around here, so I'm going to be doing both shows. And I'm excited about it. I hope you are, too. And we have so much to talk about that I want to get to everything right away. Ali Shabar is on the line. And there is a mini controversy, we'll say, going around on Twitter about a photo of him at the 2009 Liberal federal nomination meeting for Doug Ferguson. And that's just in the wake of everything we've had with Ken Coran and NDP ties. So I wanted to ask Ali about it himself, have him clarify things live on the air, tell us what's going on. Thanks so much for joining us today, Ali. Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
So you've seen this picture, you've heard the whole controversy, you've been asked about it before, but just tell our listeners, for those who are wondering, the picture of you at the nomination meeting, what did that mean? Why were you there?
Yeah, somebody showed me the picture yesterday and I actually was laughing to myself when I saw it, because I knew at that moment that the election was official, because that's the type of stuff that happens. But just a little contextual background, it was back, I think, in 2009 or so. Doug was a partner at my old law firm there. His campaign manager was my boss as well. A lot of the lawyers, staff, everybody went out just to show kind of moral support for Doug at his nomination. And, you know, despite the fact, you know, I was actually getting razzed at the thing, saying, well, what's the PC guy here doing? But it was, you know, no idea that pictures were taken. Doesn't really matter to me, because at the end of the day, it's unfortunate, because we have some real important issues that need to be dealt with in mm-hmm. Ontario and in London specifically. And, you know, I think there's more important substantive things we can talk about, you know, more important than, well, I saw this guy here or this guy was with this. You know, there's a jobs problem. We have an unemployment rate in London of 9.9%, which is higher than both the provincial and the national average. It's, it's the highest unemployment rate of any major city in all of Ontario. And I think it's a distraction that we're talking about these types of things. So, regardless of party or candidate. So.
Yeah, I agree. But I think it's very similar to some of the attacks that have been launched against Ken Coran for his supposed NDP ties, though.
Well, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Regardless of the attacks or regardless of where they're emanating from, I just think, you know, we really have some more important meat and bones issues to talk about here. So it's a byproduct of campaigns, and I guess it's a byproduct of this by-election campaign. But, you know, it's not why I got into this thing. It's not why I'm doing this. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me whether, like I said, I saw this guy here or this guy was there. Let's just talk about the real things. Let's talk about the real issues, job creation, economy, education, healthcare. All these other things are just distractions.
I want to talk about that in just a sec, but real quick, just last question on this before I let you go. Have you ever been a member of the Liberal Party? Did you sign up to vote in that race?
I didn't even live in London West, so I couldn't even vote for Doug at that nomination either way, right? So I've always been a conservative. I was, you know, I've been a member of the London West PC board, the London North Centre PC board. I worked for the PC party back in the 90s. I was joking around with somebody yesterday saying, I think when I was born, they put me in a blue diaper. But it's... I don't think anybody's questioning my conservative credentials. I don't think that's the issue there. And like I said, it's really a distraction whether we're talking about it from this context or from another context, from another party's context. I think Ken and Peggy would all agree. Let's talk about the real important issues that's facing London today.
So we've been shown documentation of a membership card in your name with the Liberal Party that ran from August 12th, 2009 to December 31st, 2009. You're saying that's inaccurate?
I haven't seen it. Don't know.
Okay.
I can't comment on it if I haven't seen it. But like I said, I mean, I've been a conservative for as long as my entire life. So
and never a member of the Liberal Party in any way.
Like I said, I don't know if you're saying you have something there. I'm not sure. I'd have to take a look at it. But I can't comment on something that I don't see in there.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. And you know what? I want to talk with the listeners after you and I chat just about, moving on and how important these issues of quote unquote character and who's with what party and that sort of thing are to the race. Because I think most people are going to agree that it's not the most important thing to them. What do you think the most important thing is to voters in London West?
Jobs, mm-hmm. jobs. Number one, two, and three issue. I mean, it's the thing that I keep hearing at the door. Like I said before, we have an unemployment rate here of 9.9%. That's almost, you know, Craig, that's 1 in 10 people who aren't looking for a job. So that's why I don't think people really care at the end of the day. It doesn't impact their day-to-day life whether this guy used to be NDP or this guy used to be, you know, it doesn't matter to them. At the end of the day, they need to work. They need to, you know, take care of themselves and take care of their families. And I think these are, like I said, it's a natural byproduct. It's silly season sometimes with these campaigns, and it gets almost into circus-like atmosphere. And I understand why, you know, the media wants to talk about it as well, because it's a, you know, it's an interesting topic, right? But at the end of the day, you know, this is only a 28 or 29 day campaign. We can't get distracted on this stuff, because you can find yourself a week or two into the campaign and you haven't talked about any of the substantive issues. So, you know, so to answer your question directly, it's jobs. It's specifically in London. After, you know, 10 years here, the status quo isn't working for Ontario. The status quo isn't working for us here in London, Ontario, specifically. And, you know, we have a jobs plan with the PC party that we've been put out there, and I think it's getting a lot of discussion at the doors. And that is by far the number one issue, Craig.
So, you know, as we try to focus on that number one issue, what are you going to be doing to make sure that that's how debates and that sort of thing are crafted, and make sure it doesn't become something where it's a mudslinging contest of, well, you were in the NDP, oh yeah, well, you were in the Liberals. What are you going to do to make sure that happens?
I mean, try to recalibrate, refocus the discussion on the important issues. Like I said, if you want to talk about job creation and employment, great. If you want to talk about healthcare and education, great. If you want to talk about debt and deficits and all of that stuff, that's why I got into this. Regardless whether you're NDP or Liberal or PC, if you're a candidate running for office, you do make some personal sacrifices. And I don't think whether it's Peggy or whether it's Ken or myself, we didn't make these sacrifices to have a petty conversation about these minor issues. Let's have a conversation about the real substantive meat and bones issues that are facing and impacting Londoners right across this province and right across the city.
Yeah, I think that is something you're going to find a lot of, and I think there's going to be a lot of people want to talk about the status of the government that's currently at Queen's Park and their trust in that government or lack thereof.
Yeah, I mean, Craig, you're absolutely correct. I mean, like I said, I don't want to get overly. I know it's a natural byproduct of this campaign season, but you know, the current government. I mean, if you want to talk about the gas plant scandal or the orange ambulance scandal or the e-health scandal. I mean, there's a lot of negative things on that side that we could be focusing on as well. But what I would say is, as far as London West is concerned, as far as this by-election is concerned, let's talk about the real issues. Let's talk about jobs, job creation, who has a better plan, whose vision for Ontario, whose vision for London, and whose vision for London West is best. And that's a conversation I'd love to have every day, all day. And you know, if we want to talk about that, I'll sit on this radio with you till tomorrow. You're wall to wall anyways, right, Craig?
I'm wall to wall today, so yeah, I might as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Ali, I want to thank you so much for the time and coming on with us to clarify what's going on about that right now. So thanks so much, and I'm sure we'll talk again between now and the end of the campaign.
I'd bet money on it. Thanks a lot, Craig.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ali. It's Ali Jabbar, the Progressive Conservative nominee in London West, and he says that, well, he's sort of never been a member of the Liberal Party. Or at the very least, he doesn't have any documentation about it. We'll go back through the tape. But at the very least, he says he was just there to support his friend Doug Ferguson and said it was somewhat comparable to what's gone on with Ken Curran and his support of Peggy Sadler in her nomination race. Let's take a break here, but I want to know from you. Give me a call, 519-643-2222 and 1-866-354-8255. What do you want to see this race focus on? Do you want to see it focused on the political past of all the members, all the people that are running for this seat in London West? Or do you want to see it focus more on the issues? Is the stuff such as whether or not Ken Curran played for the Western Mustangs, is that important to you? Is whether or not Ali Jabbar has ever been in the Liberals important to you? Give me a call, 519-643-2222 and 1-866-354-8255. This is The Pulse with Devin Peacock. It's Craig Needle sitting in here on AM 980. Welcome back to The Pulse. It's Craig Needle sitting in for Devin today, talking about the London West by-election, what you want to see the candidates focus on, or whether or not it matters to you who is a member of what party, when, and all that stuff. 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. You can email me as well. It's Craig at am980.ca. And first up on the phones is John. John, thank you for your call.
Hi, Craig. I just tuned in sort of at the end of your interview there with Ali, and I got the impression that you have document that shows he signed a Liberal membership card?
I would say that that's not exactly how I would phrase it, but we have been told that such things exist. How does that sound? We're going to have more about this on the news coming up later today.
All right. Well, my thing is that how would he not remember that? How would he not be able to answer that question until he sees it?
Right. You would think that's a yes or no.
Yeah, I think that would be a yes or no. So for him to say, you know, let's talk about the issues here. Let's not talk about that. You know, these are the little things. To me, a major issue with this election is credibility and integrity, because it's something that the Liberals seem to have lost. And I think that if Ali Chabar wants to show his credibility and integrity, which I think ultimately is one of the most important things when it comes to representing us as constituents. So it's a yes or no answer for me. And to me, if this turns out that, yeah, he did sign a card or whatever else, and that's something that he could have answered yes or no to, he just lost a whole lot of credibility with me.
Yeah, and if this race does come down to credibility, I think that's fair, just based on some of the other options and what the things are that are going on provincially right now in Ontario.
Yeah, basically, when it comes down to it, the question that I'm going to ask any candidate that comes to my door is, are you a liar or are you not a liar? Because so far, they've all, except for the NDP candidate, has been proven to be a liar.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't know, and thanks for the call, John. I don't know if we could say that Ali Chabar has been proven to be a liar at this point. I think there are some questions here, and like I said, AM980 is going to have more about this throughout the day, but here's what we've been told. We've been told there's documentation that exists that says he was a member of the Liberal Party between August 12th and December 31st, 2009. Now, he said he didn't vote in that London West race for Doug Ferguson to become the candidate there for the federal election. It seemed to me that just showing up and, you know, in support of Doug would be very, very similar to some of the things that Ken Curran has done. We're going to have to see how this all plays out. 519-643-2222 and 1-866-354-8255 are the numbers. We go to Kevin now. Kevin, what do you want to see talked about in this London West race?
Basically jobs and everything that Ali mentioned, but my main concern is what your last caller was talking about there. You basically put that question straight forward to him about signing a Liberal membership card, and he totally evaded the question. And he totally just put me in a position where I'm going to vote for Al Gretzky for the Freedom Party now.
You know what? There have been a lot of people saying that they're displeased with all three parties. I don't think you're the first person to come out and say something along those lines. And you know what? I obviously he was going to be surprised by the tone of that question, but he knew going into the interview that we were going to talk about that picture and his association with the London West Liberals. So I don't think I blindsided him that way. So
no, and it's a very straightforward question. He could have said, "No, I did not sign a Liberal membership card," and that would be the end of it.
Mm-hmm. So,
but, you know, if you can't answer something that simple and straightforward, and wants to evade a question like that, he doesn't have any support from me. Al Gretzky would tell you straight up if he did.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't mess around.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call, Kevin. I appreciate it. You know, he's not the only person that's called this radio station. Well, I've been on the air that said they're going to vote for the Freedom Party, and I got actually an email from someone saying they're going to do the same thing. So, that's out there. Now, I don't think that's going to make a difference in the race. I don't think that we can say the Freedom Party is going to be a threat to win this race, but it's a protest vote. 519-643-2222 and 1-866-354-8255 are the phone numbers. I want to take a break here, but more of your calls coming up. What do you want to see discussed in the London West race? Is this stuff involving who was in which party when? Is that important to you? Or do you want to see us get right down to the issues? Your calls and takes coming up after this. It's The Pulse with Devin Peacock. It's Craig Needles filling in here on AM 980. So I got a few minutes for me if you want to call me up, 519-643-2222 and 1-866-354-8255. Asking you what you think are the important things to you in the London West race. Do you want to see more discussion about who was in what party when? Who's telling the truth about certain things, such as who played Western football when, things like that? Or the time they get past that and just go to the issues? And I've got no problem just going to the issues, but... And in fact, I think the issues are important. But if you as voters decide, if you as an electorate decide, and I say you because I don't live in London West, I live in London North Centre, so I don't have a vote here. But if you as London West voters decide that integrity And making sure that everyone's always telling the truth and always on the same page and everything's on the up and up is an important issue for you, then I can't argue with you. And then you can judge from there who has integrity and who you think has been telling you the accurate things during the campaign and who do you think has been telling you inaccurate things. So if integrity is going to be an issue for you, that's fine with me. I won't argue with you. But here's what I will say. I think there are other more important issues. Because the reality is, once you go off to Queen's Park in the position that whoever wins this election is going to be in, they're not going to be a key decision maker, at least not early on. They're going to be someone who goes and shows up and does their votes and whatnot. So the integrity factor isn't something that is going to, I think, make or break a candidate. I think it's going to come down to which party you like best. You're going to have the leaders come through here all the time. They got five ridings to go visit, and you're going to see the leaders here all the time. And it's going to come down to which party do you like best? Which leader do you like best? It's going to be a lot more like a general election than a by-election because, yeah, it's in the summer. And, yeah, people may not be tuned in during the summer. But people are going to be revved up because there are five of these things. So since it's going on all over the province, in Ottawa South, in Etobicoke, Lakeshore, London West, the by-election in Windsor as well, it's going on all over the place. That means it's going to feel a lot more like a general election because it's not just news in London West. So give me a call. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you want to see discussed in this London West race. And does who was a member of which party when, is that something that matters to you? Is that something that's a key issue for you? 519-643-2222 and 1-866-354-8255. Those are the phone numbers. You can also email me, Craig, at am980.ca. And look, I understand there's going to be some people that are dissatisfied with the answer that Mr. Shabar gave in regards to whether or not he's ever had a Liberal membership. And like I said, you're going to hear more about that on AM 980 throughout the rest of the day, I can promise you. But I'll tell you what I've been told, just from folks in our newsroom, and they're working on this. But we've been told there is documentation that exists that says that he was a member of the Liberals between August 12, 2009 and December 31st, 2009. We've been told that exists. We haven't got that confirmed that he was a member. That's why I asked him. I just asked him point blank, hey, were you in it or were you not? And even he said, yeah, I was a member of the Liberal Party 4 years ago, but I'm not anymore. That wouldn't have bothered me. Might have bothered some, but it wouldn't have bothered me. A lot can change in 4 years. People's political views can change over time. Parties can change over time, and their views can change. There are a lot of pretty predominant politicians in this country. I can think of Bob Rae. I can think of Scott Bryson. There are others who have changed party stripes. And yeah, people may not have liked it, but it can happen. It's not against the rules. So I don't think that it's a huge deal, no matter who's a member of what. I think telling the truth is a huge deal. And I'm not saying that Mr. Shabar didn't tell the truth. I don't know if he doesn't remember or what, but I would agree that it was a strange answer.